Blog Talk Radio.
Shout out to Adrian Adonis. Yeah. This ain't no video game. Yeah. This life will only give you 1 year. I swear, my brothers, we all locked up in a brutal scene.
Damn.
Fuck underground, I'm thunderbound. Damn. So point the arrow now. Damn. I built the pyramids and rose the sun, so call me Pharaoh now.
Rabbit
that's just some food for thought, so take it like a protein.
Yeah.
I live in places that's so anti-black and pro-green. Money
Damn.
Over Africans, but we ain't really Africans.
Damn.
Divide us like we fractions, so we won't reclaim our past again.
God
so tell your fucking pastor, Robin Master, take a class again.
Yeah.
Cause I'm gonna show these people there's no need for you to ask a man.
Nah.
Just get up on your knees and talk to God. Don't worry about your sin. I'm telling you the truth, my words, my bond, and I can vouch for him. This light up in the tunnel, can't you see it? Use your glasses, damn. I'm tired of all my people. See, that's niggas with no action plan.
And
I didn't choose to rap, he just fell into a backup plan. So
yeah.
Let go so he can show you how he's built a master plan.
Yeah.
I rise with the sun.
Even if you ain't the same, and treat your lady with respect, even if she hates your vein. It's easier to do the bad, I'm urging you to please refrain. Read about some righteousness or open up a business, man. If you don't really feel this, turn it off and toss it in the drain. Cause I ain't got no feelings for no sheep who's lost without his brain. Michael Brown, he left me with a frown, but he should've known better, man. When they looking for a reason to put a...
All right. Let's cut it short just a little bit. Welcome. This is Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is Thursday, March the 9th of 2017. And the time is 12 noon, Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for you today. As you know, I like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time, so I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. Today, my brothers, today, my sisters, got a very important topic. We're talking about spiritual intelligence, or what the Bible calls spiritual maturity. Now, this subject is a very important one. I mean, all of these subjects are important. All of these shows are important. So it's hard just to say that, you know, one thing is more important than the other. It's very, very important that you have this as a part of your repertoire, meaning you have intelligence, not what we have in the West, what we call the IQ or SQ and all these other, you know, intelligent quotas or quotients. And that's great. I mean, if you have a high IQ, that is off the hizzle for a shizzle. But I'm talking about your SQ today or your SI, or your spiritual intelligence, or your SM, your spiritual maturity. That simply, in layman's terms, is how do you know God? How do you know what you know? How do you know or identify that sixth sense? How do you have this understanding of the journey and the discipline and the focus and the order that's required to fulfill that journey? How is it that you are able to ascertain you? How can you be you? Not nobody else. You have no power over anybody else. The only power you have is over yourself. So if you don't change, if you don't grow, then you're not, and you don't have spiritual intelligence. Spiritual intelligence is a level of intuition. It is a level of trustworthiness. It is a level of identity. It is a level of organization. It is a level of atonement. It is a level of attunement. Spiritual intelligence is how in tune are you with God? Spiritual intelligence is actually understanding that word, God. Spiritual intelligence is this leadership capacity that you have to lead yourself to God. Spiritual intelligence is totally different from anything that most people are discussing today, because spiritual intelligence is something that you cannot define to somebody else. So what is your spiritual intelligence? It's the pursuit of a relationship inside of you with the higher self, if you want to use a New Age term, or with God, if you want to use the biblical term. It is this nonstop desire to have a personal, private, productive relationship with your inner self, with your inside voice. Spiritual intelligence is interesting because spiritual intelligence is an inward identity. Spiritual intelligence is about, it's an incorporation of methods that leads to an expression of ethics. Spiritual intelligence is an incorporation of methods that leads to the expression of ethics. Does your methods result in ethics? If your mentality does not determine your reality, you're not spiritual. You have no spiritual intelligence. You are spiritually ignorant. Spiritual intelligence is this ability that you cannot even explain in words. It escapes your own vernacular. See, spirituality is what? I'm not talking about religion. Spirituality. If you are a spiritual person, what are you? What does that mean? People throw that term around, but I'm not a religious man. I'm a spiritual man. Really? What is that? What is your SQ? Spirituality is how you interpret your experiences to achieve a higher power or a higher position in your spiritual growth. That's spirituality. That's my definition. Now, yours may be a little different. Spirituality is, okay, I have an experience. So that experience that I just had, since I don't have an effective coping mechanism, as everybody that's a part of my Claironomics group, no, because we're going through that class. I'll be sending out that book today. So if you don't have an effective spiritual coping mechanism, something happens to you in your life, you go, oh, man, the devil's after me, and you go into deep depression. You start talking to people. You get off Facebook. You start returning phone calls. You start even knocking out a gallon of Haagen-Dazs ice cream every night. It's just you, your foe, and no more, because you have no spiritual intelligence. You don't have the ability to see the spirituality in life. All you see is an event, and it's either negative or positive. You see no spiritual significance in what's going on in your life. So somebody comes into your life, you don't even ask, why are you here? Like, what is the spiritual significance of today's show? Why are you tuned in? Did you ask yourself the question, why did I call Brother Will's show today? Spiritual intelligence, brother, spiritual intelligence is the ability to see God in everything. Let me say that again. Spiritual intelligence is the ability to see God in everything. Let me say that again. Spiritual intelligence, because your spiritual method determines your spiritual ethics. So a man rapes, I just saw this on the news, a man, family member on the local news, raped a 12-year-old girl. Come to find out that now the 12-year-old girl is pregnant by this dude that was 40-plus-year-old that raped her. Yeah. Do you see God in that? If you can't, you don't have spiritual intelligence or spiritual maturity. Now, am I saying it's easy? I'm not saying it's easy. What if it was my daughter? I probably wouldn't put a bullet in the dude's head. I probably would if I saw him, man, if I could. I don't mean I ain't got spiritual intelligence. Let me make sure you understand, brothers and sisters, because right now, because of your lack of spiritual intelligence, the cosmogrator has controlled you and convinced you that you're a loser, that you're nobody, that you're broke, that you are unhealthy, that you're fat, that you're too black, that you're too white, that you're too short, that you're too tall. You got all of these freaking excuses. You're like me. Because we don't have spiritual intelligence, we're not spiritual mature. And our lack of understanding whose we are results in a low, I'm not worried about your IQ, I'm worried about your SQ. What's your spiritual quota? And since you have no spiritual quota, you have no spiritual significance. Because spirituality, my brothers and sisters, is your ability to take your life experiences and be able to perceive a higher power in them that results in a higher power in you. If you have the ability to look at your life experiences and see God in them, you'll be able to look at yourself and see God in you. But since you can look at your life experiences and you can't see God in the midst of your chaos, you can't see God in the midst of this dirt suit. So you're looking for God out there, and you don't know that God is in here. Spirituality, my brother, spirituality, my sister, is the ability to look at anything. Can you look at a supermax with somebody who's committed 30, killed 30 people, chopped them up into little pieces, and buried them in the backyard? Can you look that man in the eye and tell him, God loves you too, brother, and give him a hug? Can you do that with the risk of him making you victim number 31? If not, you're not spiritually mature, and you have no spiritual intelligence. See, spirituality is this feeling, for lack of a better term, of this at-one-ment, atonement, or attunement. Spirituality is the attunement and the connection with this fornix in the brain that connects you with the furnace in heaven. I don't know if you understand. Let me make sure you understand this, brothers and sisters. See, spirituality, spiritual intelligence, spiritual maturity is a closeness, it's a oneness with God while you are in hell. See, I wouldn't be standing here today, brothers, if I didn't have this. If I didn't have spiritual intelligence, I'd be a dead man. If I didn't have spiritual intelligence, I would put a bullet in my head. You cannot make it live a life that I've lived and done the amount of things that I've done and been to the places that I've been and looked at the devils that I've looked at. It is impossible, my brothers and sisters. It is humanly impossible to live the quality and the type of life that I've lived without having spiritual intelligence and spiritual maturity, because them demons will make you, they'll talk to you until you put a bullet in your own head. See, I tried three times because I didn't have spiritual intelligence. I had no spiritual maturity. I didn't understand the journey. I was attached to the goal and I was not attached to the role. So therefore, I had no spiritual method that resulted in my spiritual ethic. Since I had no spiritual ethics, that was evidence of my lack of a spiritual method. So I need to make sure that you got your spiritual method so that way you can have your spiritual ethics to take you on to a place of spiritual maturity and stop being a babe in Christ. There's too many baby Hueys walking around, too many baby Cretans. There's too many baby dwarf idiots walking around on this planned net. Oh, they got the language, they can speak Christianese, they got a form of godliness, but they have no power. The first event that happens in their life, they'll curse you out, they'll curse your mama out, and they'll put a bullet in their head if you give them a gun. Don't believe me? Go to church and take somebody's parking spot. Go to the front row and sit in Sister X's chair, who's been going to that church for 30 years. Watch the usher come over and ask you to leave. We got assigned seats in church now? Yeah, depending on how much time. That's another study for another time. Spiritual intelligence, brothers and sisters, spiritual maturity is a oneness. It's atonement. It's attunement. It means that you and God are on the same tune. It's a connection. It's a spiritual stimulant. It's a spiritual stimulation. It's a spiritual intimacy. It's a spiritual engagement. It's a spiritual awe. Do you know that? Do you know that talks about in the book of Proverbs when it says that the fear of God is the beginning of wisdom? The word fear means awe. That means spiritual intelligence. Spiritual intelligence is the beginning of wisdom, not fear. That word fear is the wrong word in English. Look it up in the Greek and the Hebrew. Look at the original definition of that word. Everybody walk around talking about you're supposed to be afraid of God. The devil is a lie. How in the hell is it going to say God is not giving you a spirit of fear? And then another verse it says you got to fear God to know him. They, King James, Constantine, the Bible is full of contradictions in English, but it made perfect sense in the original text. God has not given me a spirit of fear, but he's given me a spirit of love, power, and a sound mind. Then you go over to Proverbs, and it says, the fear of God is the beginning of wisdom. What? Which one is it? God didn't give me the fear, or God want me to fear him so that way I'm supposed to walk around and be afraid of him? When the God's scripture says that I can come boldly to the throne of God, then the Bible says, suffer not the little children to come unto me, for such is the kingdom of God. My children are not afraid of me. They see me, they daddy, daddy. They run to me, and they hug me, they jump on me. So you telling me I'm supposed to be afraid of God? How the hell am I going to run to him and call him daddy if I'm scared of him? Spiritual intelligence is the ability to see the contradictions in the word of God and understand that there is no contradictions in God. There's contradictions in man who are trying to freaking interpret God. Spiritual intelligence is dunamis power. Spiritual intelligence is the ability to speak with authority. Spiritual intelligence is the ability to call those things that are not as though they were. Spiritual intelligence is the ability to vibrate on a freaking level that is beyond the scope of human reality. That's spiritual intelligence. Spiritual intelligence is an intimacy, brother. Spiritual intelligence is an intimacy, sister, with your higher self, where you don't give a damn what nobody else thinks about you or your message or your life or your niche because you're not on the same frequency as peasants because you're on the frequency as a royal priest because God calls you one. Spiritual intelligence is the ability to under, over, and understand whose you are and who you are, regardless of who doesn't. Spiritual intelligence is a oneness. It means that you and God are on the same tune. You're on the same frequency. Spiritual intelligence is a connection and a closeness. It's this connection not only with mankind, but it's a altruistic connection with the environment and nature. It's the ability to walk out and have you ever walked out in like, I remember when I went on a cruise and walked out the first time I saw the ocean, I was really overwhelmed because I saw the power of it. I was in a place of awe and befuddlement. That's spiritual intelligence. Spiritual intelligence is a connection with the environment. You ever seen a lion in the zoo and thought that if that lion was not in that cage, did your heart go out? Did you want to, like, I like going to the zoo because I can actually see but I hate going to the zoo because I know the animal is not in its habitat. That's spiritual intelligence. Spiritual intelligence is difficult to raise a cow and then slaughter it and eat it, even though you're hungry. Now, you may still do it, but spiritual intelligence make you nauseous and weak while you're doing it. Because spiritual intelligence is your ability to assimilate God into your everyday life. Intelligence is spiritual maturity. Spiritual maturity is to realize that you're taking a life to sustain your life. Is there a better system there? Is there anything else we can do? Is there another system out here? Spiritual intelligence. Spiritual intelligence knows right from wrong. You don't need no reverend, no doctor, no bishop. Spiritual intelligence tells you what's right from wrong. You know in your gut. That's spiritual intelligence. Now, maybe because of your flesh, of your environment, and the fact that you don't have an effective coping mechanism which is what I'm sharing today, and you're allowing stress to, again, allow you and to push you, and you've been led astray by the lust of your own flesh that overrides your spiritual maturity and your spiritual intelligence, but you know. If you don't know that what you are doing is wrong, you're spiritually ignorant and you're spiritually immature. If you can go out and you got somebody at home and come home at 2 a.m. in the morning and don't see nothing wrong with that, you're not spiritual. You have no spiritual intelligence. You're not spiritually mature. Now, you may still do it because you're overriding it. Now, that's a different study for another time. But I'm talking about people who don't have it. You don't have that sixth sense. You don't have that still small voice that tells you, maybe you shouldn't do that. You see, brothers, let me make sure you understand, because are you connected with the cosmos? Can you walk outside, look up in the sky, and get a chill, like the hair on the back of your neck stand up? Like, especially, I don't know, it's weird. The stars appear to be closer when you're out away from the concrete jungle or the city lights. I don't know if you've ever noticed that. Inside of the city, when you look up, you don't have that feeling. But when you go out into the country, into the woods, where there's no city lights and it's really, really dark, no street lights, look up in the sky. It's a little intimidating. You have a sense. Now, this happens to me all the time. This happens to me during church service, certain worship song or certain connection, something I sense the presence of God, and I'm overcome with a feeling of awe and befuddlement or wonder. Sometimes it happens to me when I'm talking to a person and the love, or they just went through, or they're describing their love for their mate or a tragic event. I have this feeling, or in nature. When I go out, or, you know, and I'm just, man, I just, like I said, when I walked out on the cruise, I saw the ocean, and I saw that water. That I couldn't see no land. I looked all around, and I just saw, and I realized that if I fell overboard, it would not be good for me. The same way going to the zoo and seeing a lion in his, if he was in his natural habitat, and I met that lion, it would not be good for me because of his design, his awesomeness. We are part of a awesome cosmology. And if that doesn't make you feel a little bit insignificant as an individual, then you don't have no spiritual intelligence. Because if it had not been for the grace and mercy of God, body of water that I saw would have swallowed me up. That lion would have chewed me to death. That cow that was slaughtered. Now, I was raised in a farm, and I would watch my grandmother. My grandmother used to take a pig, geographic, put his head between her legs and use a sledgehammer. I used to watch the way she would go get the chickens, you know, and I would go underneath the house and cry. I was just overwhelmed with feelings because of my attachment with nature. Are you assessing how spirituality impacts your feelings? Are you too busy on the treadmill of life to even freaking notice? When God shows up, does he to make an appointment to have an impact on your life? Are you so busy that you can walk through a park and not feel the presence of God? Are you so busy that you can't walk outside and look at a blue jay sitting in a tree and see that's this blue jay that comes by? He sits every year, and I watched this blue jay for the last 3 years. The color of his feathers, the blue, I get a chill. Looking at a bird. Now, then, the same gospel of peace, it said that you should have that feeling by looking at a blade of grass. Have you ever read the same gospel of peace? That's a great book. In that book, it talks about if you want to experience God, go outside and look at a blade of grass. One blade of grass. One. That's spiritual intelligence. That's spiritual maturity. Hebrews 6:1. I've been saying this for 25 years. I'm a Hebrews 6:1 Negro. Hebrews 6:1. Because Hebrews 6:1 is a call to your feelings. Hebrews 6:1 is a plight to your beliefs. Hebrews 6:1 is an appeal to your behavior. Hebrews 6:1 is the method that establishes the ethics that should run your life. Hebrews 6:1. If you're not a Hebrews 6:1 individual, you have no spiritual intelligence, and you're not spiritually mature. Now, you should be asking yourself, Brother Will, what is it about Hebrews 6:1, brother? If your whole foundation of your ministry and your everything that you do, Clarinomics program, wealth program, health program, your wisdom, your relationship, everything that you do is based upon Hebrews 6:1 and Hebrews 4:12. So you might want to pimp the game. You might want to memorize. I mean, I got to memorize. You might want to memorize them too. Or at least read them. Now, Hebrews 4:12, everybody knows that one. The word of God is alive, powerful, sharper than any. Sharper than any. Sharper than any two-edged sword. It has the ability to divide spirit, soul, joint, marrow, and it is a discerner of the thought and the intent of the heart. Hebrews 4:12, again, that's my oscillating system. Those are the five levels by which I establish claironomics, by which I control the soul. So that way I can manifest and I control the body. So my spirit, based upon Hebrews 4:12, controls my soul, which is claironomics, which is the household management of the mind, the will, the emotion, the imagination, and the intellect. So I take those five things, and with those five things, I tune in. Now, I'm going to be breaking this down because right now we're talking about coping mechanisms in my evening class. Now, that's just temporary fix. After we talk about coping mechanisms, we're going to remove the thing that requires you to cope with it. Maybe it's a male or a female. Piss you off, you're just tolerating them. You're not elevating them. We want to move everything in your life that you're tolerating. That's what we're going to do. So what are you tolerating, brother? What are you tolerating? Who are you tolerating? That's why you need a coping mechanism. And depending upon the validity of your coping mechanism, it either enhances or limits your spiritual intelligence. Now, Hebrews 6:1 says this, therefore, leaving, now, because of the significance and the severity of today's message, you need a method of enhancing your spiritual intelligence. So this is the method to enhance or to gain or to get spiritual intelligence. So when you walk outside and you see a blue jay in a tree, when you walk outside in the middle of the night and you look up in the stars, when you come home at night and you put on a song like Donnie McClurkin's song that says, "Great is your mercy towards me." When you put on that song, and if you can listen to that song, it's not about the song. It's not even about the freaking music. It's not about Donnie McClurkin singing the song. Anybody could sing "Great is Your Mercy." Anybody can sing it. It's about the tone of the song. Do you have that, brother? Do you have that, sister? I don't know if you understand what I'm saying. I don't know if you understand what I'm saying, brother and sister. So, spiritual at one met or at one with. So are you at one with your true authentic self a.k.a. God. I mean, I just, man, this is like so powerful. I want to play just a little bit of it. I don't know why I just got, but I need to play just a little bit of it, because when we talk about spiritual intelligence, the first thing that I said was Hebrews 6:1. It says leaving. It says, therefore, leaving. So spiritual intelligence is about leaving. And without this understanding that you got to leave something behind, it's going to be very difficult for you to understand what I'm saying. So I'm going to play this just a little bit so you can understand what I'm saying. So just listen to the tone in the song. The tone. Listen to the tone. I don't know if you could listen to that song. If I would continue to listen to this song, I'd be laying down on the floor here in a fetal position. God has done for you what He's done for me. Your feelings and your beliefs and your behaviors change. That's spiritual intelligence. Spiritual intelligence and spiritual maturity, it doesn't come from a particular disposition or a particular denomination or a particular this, that, and another. It comes from a personal, private relationship. And if you don't have that, you will always second guess what you should do, where you should go, who you should be with. Without that intuition, without that sixth sense, without that Hebrews 6:1, spiritual maturity, everybody talks about your IQ. I'm interested in your SQ. What is your spiritual quota? Without a spiritual method, you have no spiritual ethics. And so every time I get off track, it's because of I lose that. I forget, and I don't listen to it, because it's that small, still voice that says, don't do that, son. But we override it by the cares of this world and the pride of life. We're led astray by the lust of our own flesh. But if you slow down, if you get off the treadmill of life just for one moment, and if you tune in to God, I'm not talking about nothing outside of you, brothers and sisters. I'm talking about if you tune in. The word atonement means at one with. When you get attuned, it's this emotional at one with the higher self, if you want to use a new age term. God, if you want to use a biblical term. The fornix, if you want to use a biological term. It's inside of the middle of your brain, and it's shaped exactly like a butterfly. That's why a lot of churches have the logo as a butterfly. Why? Because inside of the brain, the MK Ultra, the government knows this. That's why they use the monarch butterfly. If you go to Google and type in monarch butterfly and put it up, it comes up as MK Ultra. That is the government mind control, because they control the fornix, because the fornix is the furnace, and the furnace is the fornication. So when the Bible talks about fornication, it talks about you cheating on God, your mind. Because before you ever commit physical adultery, you got to commit spiritual adultery. And you're cheating on God with other shiznits, with other stuff. That's a lack of spiritual maturity and a lack of spiritual intelligence. I'm not talking about something I read in my book. This is what I've done. As a former minister, there's no way I should have done or did or do some of the things that I have done. The only way that that happens is if the furnace, the fornix, and it's one in your brain, and if you go to Google and type it in, guess what? There's one also in the sky. There is a constellation called the fornix. As above, so below. Do you got a feeling that you are connected with God? I'm not talking about no warmth of it. I'm talking about this excitement, about a relationship, a private. It ain't has nothing to do with what you do in public. It's when you sit by yourself and nobody's looking around and nobody, you can follow your knees. You don't need no music. You don't need no orchestra. You don't need no Bible. It's just you and God. Do you have that closeness? Do you have a sense of a feeling? Does the hair on the back of your neck stand up because you're in the presence of something greater than you? That's spiritual intelligence. Spiritual intelligence is not something that you learn in a book. Spiritual intelligence is something that you get from being saved, being transformed by putting on a new mind, being transformed by the renewing of your mind. That's spiritual intelligence. Spiritual intelligence is what it talks about in Hebrews chapter 6, verse 1, when it tells us to go on to a place of maturity. And without this under over understanding, my brothers and sisters, you will not be effective in the areas of wealth. Now, I'm talking about real wealth. I'm not talking about this worldly stuff. You will not be effective. Why? Because you don't have the self-confidence. You don't speak with dunamis power. When Jesus spoke, he spoke as one having authority. But where did he get it from? And if you've been listening to my shows, you already know where he got it from. He got it from having a personal, private, productive relationship with his Father. Because every time he did something, he says, it's not my will, but I'm doing the will of my Father who has sent me. So let me ask you the question again, my brothers. Let me ask you the question again, my sisters. Are you doing the will of the Father, or are you doing your own will? You say, well, Brother Will, what is the will of the Father? Well, you have a gift. The Bible says that your gift will make room for you and take you before kings. And so that is the will of the Father. The will of the Father is for you to do what you are designed and gifted by your Father to do. Now, since everybody's life path is different, so your path is different from mine. Now let me make sure you understand, brothers, because this is dangerous stuff. Because your spiritual intelligence means that you're not connected with yourself. That means you're not authentic. That means that you're not real. That means that you're fake. That means that you're phony. That means that you're wearing a mask. Now see, I've been doing it. I've been wearing masks all my life. I'm a chameleon. Wherever I go, I blend in. I'm all things to all people. You need a funny guy, I can be funny. You need serious, I can be serious. You need happy, I can be happy. You need religion? I speak Christianese better than anybody. I'm fluent in Christianese. If you will need somebody that's a thug, hey, I can be a thug. But who am I really on the inside? Not my flesh. Not my flesh. So without your five senses, who are you? If you could not see, if you could not touch, if you could not taste, if you cannot hear, if you cannot smell, who are you out your five distractions? If you got rid of your five distractions, what's left is your true essence, your true core, your spirit. You are a spirit that has possession of a soul that's manifesting itself through a body. You are not your body. You drive your soul, but you are your spirit. So the spirit and the soul become attached in this dimension. And so all of your experiences happen through the soul. But the soul is the mind, the will, the emotions, the imagination, and the intellect. But they're not the spirit. You have been given the measure of faith. That's what the Bible says. So the Bible says that you are spirit. The Bible says that God is spirit. Those that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Now, it makes sense because the Bible says also that we are God's offspring, that we are made in his image and in his likeness. So my spiritual intelligence comes from God. to be like the thing. The offspring of the Bible says that we are his workmanship, that we're made in his image and likeness. The Bible says that we are joint heirs. The Bible says that we are royal priests. So we are sons and we are daughters. We are saints. We ain't bitches and hoes and prostitutes. We ain't Negroes and Caucasians and all of this stuff. Do you know the word person, individual, and human being is not even in the Bible? You're not a person. You're not an individual. You're not even a human being. You're a saint. So you should call yourself the same thing that God calls you, because he made you. So spiritual maturity is the under-open understanding that Hebrews 6:1 says, therefore, leaving the principles of the doctrine of Christ, let us go on to perfection. That word means maturity. So let me make sure, as we bring this message to a close today, that you understand the significance of what I'm saying. I know a lot of intelligent people. I would pride myself as being one of them. I know a lot of people that are very healthy. I know a lot of very strong men. They can go in, they can bench 600 pounds, they can squat 800 pounds. I know a lot of strong, healthy men and women. I know a lot of wise people, but I don't know a lot of spiritually intelligent people. I don't know a lot of people that are spiritually mature. So to be spiritually mature, you have to leave something. Now, the biblical definition of leaving is different from your definition of leaving. So let's look it up in the Greek, although that's not the original.
G, H63. I fear me.
So the word I fear me means leave. So that means to bid going away or to depart. It means to send forth. It means to expire. It means to disregard. So a fiami, it means to omit or neglect. Now, I wish I was making this up, but I'm not. The reason that Yahushua had dunamis power, that he would walk down the street and demons would see him and they would why you come to torment us before our time? They would leave. They knew him. So when you speak, do you change the genetic code in people's bodies? If not, you don't have spiritual intelligence or spiritual maturity. Spiritual maturity comes from a oneness with your true self. It's the ability to find you, fall in love with you, be comfortable with you, and walk around like you are you. That's spiritual intelligence. Spiritual intelligence means you find your spirit, you bring out your spirit, and you present your spiritual intelligence. Spiritual intelligence is when you speak as one who has authority. That's spiritual intelligence. Spiritual intelligence is when you call those things that are not as though they were. Spiritual intelligence is when you look the devil in the eye and you don't freaking blink. That's spiritual intelligence. Spiritual intelligence is when you walk through the valley of shadow and death, you fear no evil. Spiritual intelligence knows that the lilies of the field, they neither sow nor reap, and your heavenly Father takes care of them. How much more will he take care of you if you're one of his children? That's spiritual intelligence. Spiritual intelligence is that no weapon formed against me shall prosper. All who rise up against me shall fall. Spiritual intelligence says that I've been young and I've been old, and I've never, ever seen the righteous forsaken nor a seed begging bread. And you're sitting at home worrying about a freaking light bill? You're not spiritually intelligent. Spiritual intelligence means that God has not given me a spirit of fear, but he's given me a spirit of love, power, and a sound mind. Spiritual intelligence. That's spiritual intelligence, brothers. That's spiritual intelligence. Spiritual intelligence is when that you know that you are seeking the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and then all these things, all this stuff will be added. That's spiritual intelligence. So spiritual intelligence, it starts off by saying, I'm going to send away some principles. Now, this is hard for you good Christians out there. I understand. The word principles means
Charles G. 746. Arche.
That means the origin or the origins. So the original origin. I'm going to send it away. I'm going to depart from the original. Hebrews 6:1. Now again, spiritual maturity means I got a method that establishes my ethic. If you ain't got no ethics, like me, when I don't have no ethics, every time I fall off the wagon, it's because I start getting back in contact with what I left. Now, what did I leave? Hebrews 6:1. Therefore, leaving the basic principles of the doctrine of Christ. Notice it didn't say Jesus Christ. It says, I got to leave the basic principles, the word doctrine. Let's look it up again. Don't take my word for it. You guys can look this up for yourself. I'm losing blueletterbible.org.
Strong's G, 3056. Logos. Logos.
Logos. So there is this logos. Now remember, that means word, speech, utterance, voice. So I got to leave a particular voice. I got to leave a particular speech. I got to leave a particular methodology because it's based on these principles. These are hey. So I am leaving the principles of the doctrine of Christ. Now, we did this word 1,000 times. Y'all know it. I know it by heart. The messianic office, the first one in the office that fulfills the power that comes with the office. So we got to leave that office. But what office? Let's look it up in the Greek.
Strong's G, 5547. Christos. Christos.
So we all know that that was changed. The original text says Christos. But again, now underneath that word Christos, another Greek word.
Strong's G, 5548. Krio. Krio.
So the word Krio again means messianic office. So I could go on now. Again, Christos means anointed. So there is an anointed office. You're supposed to leave it. Now, I can go on. It means the messianic office that furnishes the one in that office with the power to fulfill that office. That's what the word Christ means. Now, Hebrews 6:1 says you need to be more spiritually intelligent. So in order for you to be more spiritually intelligent, first of all, you got to get this level of spiritual intelligence. What level? Hebrews 6:1. After you get to this level, notice I said after. I didn't say that you don't need the level. People tell me all the time, "Wait, Brother Will, you know, do you believe in Christ?" I believe in the Chris. I don't believe in the Chris. I don't believe in Constantine's Messiah. I believe in the Lion of Judah. I believe in Yahushua the HaMashiach. That's another study for another time. Spiritual intelligence, your spiritual SQ is Hebrews 6:1. Therefore, leaving the basic principles of the doctrine of Christ, let us go on to perfection. So we're going on to this right here. This is spiritual maturity. Somebody need to write this down. Spiritual maturity.
Strong's G, 5047. Taliotes.
Now, I've been saying this for 25 years. Taliotes is spelled T. There is an English word called telomere. I've been saying it for 25 years. Ain't nobody has caught it with me yet. There's a few biologists, and then my buddy Dr. Ray Turner over at MIT, who came up with theobiology, that guy. Another guy, Dr. Gabriel Oyibo, who developed GAGU, the God Almighty Grand Unification Theory. Y'all want to build your cookies? Go to Google, type in G-A-G-U-T. Hit enter. Blow your cookies. Now, he should have won the Nobel Peace Prize, but he didn't. I have a book called The Standard that combines this along with this one word that means perfection in Greek. Telomeres. This is the 1% of what they've been doing for the last 25, 30, 40 years. The one percenters, they're trying to figure out how to keep the telomeres from unraveling on the nucleotides of your DNA. Now, I've been saying this for 25 years. This is how you go to perfection. A telomere is the nucleotide sequence that's at the end of the chromosome that protects the end of the chromosome from deteriorating or from fusion. In other words, from dying. If the telomere doesn't come, you don't die. The cells are immortal. Now, I got all the biology to prove it. I got all of the microscopes. Or you can just go to MIT. You can go to the University of Utah. You can go to Harvard. All of this stuff is online for free. Cellular rejuvenation and anti-aging is based upon Hebrews 6:1. Telomeres. Or telates. It means perfection. It is the state of being more intelligent. It is the state of spiritual perfection. It is the state of more intelligence, brothers. It is the state of full intelligence, sisters. It is a moral intelligence. It is a spiritual perfection. What is the title of today's message? Spiritual intelligence. How do you get it? Hebrews 6:1. What do you do? What's the method by which you become more spiritual intelligent? Leave the basic teachings of Jesus Christ and Him crucified. I don't recommend you go to church and tell nobody to do that. They're going to bounce your happy-go-lucky behind up out of there. Now, telomere, telomates, has another underlining Greek word.
Strong's G, 5046. Teleos. Teleos.
The Greek word teleos, that's underneath the Greek word telomates. That means, again, telomates means more intelligence. How do you get it? Teleos. What is teleos? It means wanting nothing necessary for completeness. It means perfect. It means human integrity, virtue, full-grown, mature. Now, this is Strong Concordance number. Again, you guys can pull it up for yourself, G5046. So it means not needing outside assistance. Now, who you call when the shizness hit the fan? Let me ask the question again. Who do you call when stress comes in your life? Who do I call? My knees. Me and God, we figured it out. Spiritual maturity, spiritual intelligence is when you want or need. Now, the Bible says godliness plus contentment means great gain. The word contentment, same word. Not needing outside assistance. So who are you depending on? Obama? Save you? Oh, no, you're depending on Trump? So you're depending upon something outside of the self to save, to assist the self? That's not spiritually intelligent. According to the author of the Constitution, a.k.a. the Helios Biblios, a.k.a. the Bible, spiritual intelligence. So, brothers and sisters, we'll buy our time tomorrow. We'll continue this with part two. I want to break down feelings, beliefs, and how those are controlled by your ability to find your true, authentic self and not depend upon nobody else. Now, it's a scary thought, but we're going to break down another Greek word.
Strong's G, 5056. Tell us. Tell us.
Tell us, like, hey, spell T-E-L-O-S, tell us. So all of these three Greek words make up the one English word, mature or perfect. So tell us means, y'all ready? The end of which all things relate, aim or purpose. Now, tomorrow we'll start with continuing to break down this Greek word, tell us, that also comes from the previous Greek word, telesos, or teleos, and the other Greek word, the first Greek word, telelatos, or telelates, however you say it. All of these words simply means more intelligent or more spiritually intelligent. So I want to be spiritually intelligent. I want you to be spiritually intelligent. I want you to be spiritually mature. So the entire verse says, therefore, leaving the basic principles of the doctrine of Christ, let us go on unto perfection, not laying again. That means that it's already been laid. Not laying again. That means it's already been laid. Not laying again the foundation of repentance from dead works and of the faith toward God. He says, oh, yeah, we're going to do it again. Verse 2, Hebrews 6:2, which we're going to continue tomorrow. And don't lay again the doctrine of baptism. And don't do this again, the laying on of hands. And don't do this again, the resurrection of the dead. And don't do this again, the preaching of eternal judgment. Now, I don't know no reverend Dr. Bishop that don't preach those things. None. I've never in my life heard anybody other than myself preach anything else other than those seven things. That if you want to be perfect and have spiritual intelligence, you can't preach. So people ask me all the time, Brother Will, how come you don't preach the basics? Because the Bible says don't do that. Because why? Verse 4, Hebrews 6:4. For it is impossible for those who were once enlightened and have tasted of the heavenly gift and were made partakers of the Holy Ghost and have tasted the good word of God and the powers of the world to come, if they shall fall away, to renew them again unto repentance, seeing that they crucified to themselves the Son of God afresh, and they put him to open shame. Now, I have to break all of that down, what that means. Because it says in Hebrews 6:4, it is impossible for those who once were enlightened and have tasted of the heavenly gift and we're made partakers of the Holy Ghost. We've got to break all of those down because those are English words that don't mean nothing. So we've got to break them down in the Greek and in the Hebrew so that we can understand, especially the word enlightened. Because everybody that you think is enlightened, they're not. Because the word enlightened in the Greek.
Paul G. 5461. Fotizo. Fotizo.
Fotizo, which comes from James 3.
Strong's G, 5457. Fos. Fos.
Where we get the English, we spell P-H-O-S, where we get the word fos, as in fos or photon. And we're going to break down final, which brings us to light. Oh, man. So you want to be spiritually intelligent? Join me back tomorrow. Same bat channel. Same bat time. My brothers and my sisters, I am Dr. Will Rogers. I am Master Teacher 33, one and only. There is no other. I thank everybody so much for joining me on today's show. God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May His Son bless you. His name is Yahushua. The Son always comes in the name of the Father. And may the Ruach, the set apart one, continue to lead you and guide you in all truth because He will never, ever, ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, I will see you in eternity. God bless you.
Y'all need to wake up now, but know this ain't a pyramid scheme. Like the police, yeah, I'm still on the scene. After I murdered and flee, reality, you wouldn't murder or flee. That's all truth if you heard it from me. Verbal or circle MCs, firmly a virtue, bring the world to its knees. So when I bless you, you should certainly sneeze. People don't purchase CDs, so I give it to them for free. Cause one bird in the house better than two in the tree. You still dreaming, thinking your career is something that's not. You kettle corn or something to pop. You still dreaming, pass a message if you run in the pot. Tell a mama hold it down and hold you up like all the traffic just stopped. It's like some people, it's like I let the sample sing to you. The truth is in the words, but it's all a dream to you. Or maybe your inception, Leonardo speak to you. DiCaprio tell you that you might snap out the acting, yo. You go with us to get out of that shell like pistachios. So quit dreaming. Quit dreaming. 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams stay dreams, some dreams come true. A 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams stay dreams, some dreams come true. You just, it's just, I see.
Still dreaming, man. Still dreaming.